453506 through 453550, warrants 7144 through 7148. No return of interest.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Move to approve check number 453505.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. I didn't see that.
Sorry.
Okay. Approval of previous meeting minutes for February 4th, 2019, of the regular session minutes.
It was regular and it was just regular.
I'm not seeing.
Just regular, I think.
I don't see anything else.
We signed this morning. Yeah. I was thinking something else. Move to approve regular session minutes for February 4th, 2019.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Field dirt agreement with Mr. Troy Anderson.
Morning. Morning. Do you guys have any questions on that? Move to approve the field dirt agreement by and between Taney County and Troy Anderson.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Grant of permanent and perpetual easement and right-of-way for public road purposes and temporary construction easement for the construction of public road improvements, School of the Ozarks.
Is this
that is the one at the end of Shockley Road, the portion that they had brought in for a vacate, and now we're getting it all squared away on what they
to get the turnaround.
And they're giving up the property outside the 30-foot easement for the turnaround.
Move to approve the grant of permanent and perpetual easement and right-of-way for public road purposes and temporary construction easement for construction of public road improvements by and between School of the Ozarks and Taney County.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Grant of permanent and perpetual easement and right-of-way for public road purposes and temporary construction easement for construction of public road improvements, the Ted Dennison and Susan Dennison.
What that is we had some right-of-way for the turnaround and the road improvement, but we needed about 10-foot additional on the one corner to add onto the culvert to make everything blend in and be safe.
Where's this one at?
Patty Lane.
Move to, you guys have any questions?
No.
Move to approve the grant of permanent and perpetual easement and right-of-way for public road purposes and temporary construction easement for construction of public road improvements by and between Taney County and Ted Susan Dennison.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Planning, let's see. Planning and zoning vehicle discussion.
You're just wanting us to approve. It was in the budget. You're just
correct.
Wanting us
it's
to approve
in the budget.
It, and then
right.
The bill comes, we'll approve it.
Right.
Yeah.
And I think I sent you all the information if you had any questions on it.
And it's going on the state bid, and we've got the contract number.
Yeah, Devin gave me the bid, and I'm through it. We have the contract number.
Do you have that contract number?
Yeah, it's on the
CC190584001.
That's the bid, or that's the contract that we can purchase
on? Contract number.
Is that through
state bid contract number, it says.
Yeah.
That's through the
order from
That's a state bid, though?
Joe Mockins.
Is that, you said that's a state bid?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. State bid.
Move to approve the purchase of a vehicle per state bid CC19054802.
Is it two, Scott? On the email it said one.
One. CC19054001.
Contract number on this paperwork here. CC19054802. So what's this paperwork that was sent to us? Is that for the excavator? Yeah. That would be a...
Yeah.
Where'd this come from?
I don't know if it had been in my email, but that was the phone. But at the top of the page of this contract is that one.
I'm just going from the email that...
Came out of the pilot.
Mm-hmm. But here's what
it is. This is one.
No, it says two.
Where? Oh, no, I was going to read the email, actually. Thinking the man had looked at it. I think he did. Where did this come from?
Came out of this.
Right, yeah, but here. No, what I mean is this right here is the actual bid. Right, Devin? That comes from. This is actually, do you know where that would be created at?
That's on the page right before you get to the slide detail.
It's on this page.
Okay.
Yeah, that one should be right. I don't know why they have that number.
Are you getting a small mid-side truck 4x2 or a 3/4 ton truck 4x4?
Yeah.
From Don Brown?
Nope, no, right here.
It's this one right here. So it is the 002.
Yep, you are right.
Okay. Me too, thank you. The 002 number is correct. We've just got a motion, we'll have a second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. Thank you, Scott.
Yep.
Agreement for excavator number 19008RB. And then we have a... Well, let me just read them all.
Is that agreement right there?
And then we have a for skid steer after that. Let's see.
Skid steer to cabin right there.
Yeah.
Move to approve the agreement for an excavator, file number 19-008, lying between Fabic Cat and Taney County.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Move to approve the agreement for a skid steer, file number 19-009RB, lying between Taney County and Fabic Cat.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
I hesitate because I just didn't know if we need to mention it was under cooperative purchasing agreement.
We did that when we allowed them to go purchasing.
Agreement for Chevy Silverado pickup, number 19010RB.
Approved agreement between Don Brown Chevrolet and Taney County for file number for the Silverado pickup 19-010RB.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. addendum to the amended sewer services and exclusive territorial agreement number 19012SD.
Here's Brad, right?
Here's Brad. Okay.
We're
just
perfect. Did I really?
Right now.
Okay.
This is the agreement that we've been working on. Emory Creek had wanted us to take over part of their land.
Yes.
It's taken the city of Branson out of that section, lies north of the highway, 465. And everyone agreed that was best for the citizens.
Yeah, the city of Branson. We had an original draft that sent to them, and they had some changes, and then we sent it to you all. Travis reviewed it and made a few minor changes. I think we're ready to go.
We've got a copy of the letter from the attorney.
Yeah, there's a letter.
We'll have it on our agenda. Actually, we're meeting next week. I forwarded it to Mike Ray at the city of Branson. And I know the city has a lengthier process of approval of things, but hopefully here in the next few weeks, we'll be all approved. And then we can begin working with the Emory Creek HOA to take over the ownership, transfer ownership of their sewer system and improvements.
This is doing what lies north, but not what lies south. But so, is it just part of the Emory Creek sewer that we're taking?
It's actually it'd be the subdivision, the Emory Creek Ranch subdivision.
Okay.
When you look on a map, it just encompasses kind of a small portion of Emory Creek watershed. This agreement would remove Branson as the sole governmental provider of sewer services in the Emory Creek watershed, actually just from that northern portion north of the high road, and they would still be the governmental provider of sewer services south of the high road. And we're also amending the urban service boundary that was enacted a long time ago as well, and that's in that should be another agreement as an exhibit.
Who's taking care of it now?
The sewer system.
Yeah.
The HOA owns it, and they contract operate with Ozarks Environmental Services currently.
DNR had, shall I use the term, written them up?
Oh, they're in enforcement.
Yeah.
They don't have the ability to meet their ammonia limit they imposed on them in their permit. And we've had some success out in Lakeway with the new treatment facility, which is a gravel bed, which is the same plant as Emory Creek's plant. And we installed a, what's called a moving bed bioreactor. It's an MBBR. It's just a basin that has an aerator in it, and it has some media that floats around. And that allows for the biological processes to lower the ammonia limit. And that's what I would envision happening out here. The installation of one of those. In the HOA, they've come to us. It's been several years in the making now. They just don't want to be in the sewer business, don't feel that they're qualified to be in the sewer business, and so they prefer us to take it over.
But you mentioned like Lakeway, but there's no septic tanks there at all.
No.
It's all line.
Grinder pumps, low pressure. That's how that was designed and built originally. I believe there's about 120 homes there currently, and they have the ability to go to around 300 or so homes at a time as they build out.
I'm sorry.